Joining us here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines to chat about it is SUNY Cortland President Dr. Eric Bitterbaum, who's also the chair of the SUNY ACC Presidents as well. And Eric, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. I guess first and foremost, you know, why was this the appropriate decision to make for athletics at this time?
Yes, excellent question. The SUNY ACC Presidents, there are 10 of us, did discuss with each other what were the possibilities of moving forward. And of course, in the view of many people, due to the abundance of the dangerous virus, we wanted to definitely protect our students and coaches and athletic trainers. And so we made the decision, and I think a fair one, that until we really have a vaccine, we were jeopardizing people's health. And so we just couldn't move forward. And so we decided to go ahead and cancel our winter sports. We'll look at the spring at a later date. We're not the only Division III school. Many Division III schools are making these decisions. NASCAC, which are the New England schools, had already made that decision. But we thought it was time to discuss it and to let our communities know.
And, of course, the big word there is cancel, because there are some conferences that are saying they're going to postpone sports, and this is an outright cancellation. So was it just a problem of logistically being able to fit multiple sports at the same time in 2021?
That was part of it, but we had some of the SUNY schools that have almost no virus or infection in their communities, and bringing teams there would really jeopardize, they felt that, as part of, you know, the caution of protecting the safe and healthy of their and the health of their students. And we understood that. And so after much conversation, the decision was, you know, it doesn't appear that we're going to have a vaccine in the new year yet. And by the time we do, matter of fact, Governor Cuomo yesterday announced that he is putting together a task force, because he does have concerns about New Yorkers getting the vaccine until he knows it's safe. And so it probably is the right decision for other Division III schools as they make their evaluations.
You know, there will be people out there who are naysayers, if you will, and they look at this decision and they kind of question it. So what would you say to those people who are questioning the timing of this decision and maybe thinking, hey, this is a decision that was made a bit too early?
Well, you know, there are 220,000 Americans that have lost their lives. I've had some individuals here at the college who retired and moved back to their individual communities and have passed away. One of them was my favorite English professor here. And so all of us have those kinds of stories. And we just thought, we have to be cautious.
What was the conversation among SUNY ACC presidents that really, you know, shifted this conversation to a cancellation? Because you kind of alluded to it. You know, there are some schools that are not being hit nearly as hard of it, or nearly as hard as some of the other ones. However, was there, you know, a general consensus among SUNY ACC presidents where you all said, okay, all right, this is, you know, a decision we've got to make?
Yes. You know, matter of fact, all 10 spoke with very large voices that we did have to not open sports for the winter. They just didn't think it could be done successfully. There wasn't one individual that had any disagreement with the decision. Matter of fact, I was surprised by how unanimous the conversation was.
And how much influence did the recent spikes in COVID cases at certain SUNY schools have over this decision?
I think that was part of it. But other observations were, look what's happening in our Division I schools in the Southeast. Florida had to cancel their at LSU, Coach Saban at Alabama. There was a student that died at Appalachia State University, a football player, as I recall. You know, people were sharing the examples of just how dangerous and how difficult it is to test student athletes in the midst of the COVID pandemic. And so there were just so many examples and so many sad stories that we need to protect our students.
We're chatting with SUNY Cortland President Dr. Eric Bitterbaum here on BTL. He is the chair of the SUNYAC Presidents. Of course, a big decision just made yesterday that the SUNYAC winter sports season would be canceled for 2020 and 2021. Obviously, you're so very involved with athletics. You're such a big supporter of Red Dragon Athletics. How difficult has this been for you, not necessarily as a school president who is, you know, overseeing everything and dealing with everything, but also as somebody who's simply just a Red Dragon sports fan?
You hit it right on the head. You know, my wife and I literally attend everything we can, and we even go away to our other campuses because we really do enjoy sports. But on top of that, we've come to know our student athletes. My wife and I host a dessert party for all our students in the fall, winter, and spring. You know, because we're Division III, we can't offer athletic scholarships, so we want to say to them, you know, thank you for representing us as well as you do. You're models for us in the different communities and where you play. So we know most, to a very high degree, a lot of our student athletes, and because we enjoy sports so much, I have to tell you, it was the two of us. But it's the right thing to do.
And obviously this really hurts those seniors who won't get that final year. So what's your stance on eligibility and perhaps having some of those kids come back and get that final year that they want?
Well, the NCAA did give them the ability in the fall to return. You know, many of our seniors, of course, are going to move on. Though, interestingly, we have some seniors that are going to do masters on our campus. So they would still have eligibility for next year. But you're right. For many students, it is a lost time in their lives. And, you know, it is very sad. But, you know, we have to keep them safe. And most of them understand that and realize it's the right decision, as sad as they are about that decision.
We're chatting with SUNY Cortland President Dr. Eric Bitterbaum here on BTL. He's the chair of the SUNYAC Presidents, and obviously it was just announced that the SUNYAC would be canceling winter sports for the upcoming season. I'm kind of curious how the news trickled down from your position to the coaches and the players, and you know how that news was delivered, if you know of it. If maybe you delivered the news to those coaches and players, and what is your message to those people who are heavily involved with a winter sports season who are now seeing it snatched away from them?
Yes. Yeah, so once the decision was made, the commissioner of the SUNYAC put out a press release, and it so happens that he's on our campus. But then our sports information director reworked it and sent it to our community, our alums, our coaches, but I also let our athletic director know, and of course, very quickly, he shared it with all his winter sports coaches, and so they, you know, within a few hours, everybody knew, and then the coaches visited, I'm sure, with their players. I do know of one coach, because I happened to bump into a student that I knew was an athlete, and though she was very disappointed, she said it didn't surprise her, and matter of fact, her parents were very nervous. And we're even thinking maybe she shouldn't participate in athletics because she does have a few underlying health conditions. And, of course, I didn't even know that. So, I think it was received, and the coaches are trying to explain to their students why the decision was made. But in many cases, these students are very savvy, and, you know, their health is very important to them. So they are aware of what was going on.
Moving a little moving in the direction away from sports a little bit, I know it's probably been a busy time for you. Just today you announced that the school will be extending a pause on reopening in-person classes by another couple of weeks. You know, how difficult has all of this been for you? Because I can't imagine what you are going through right now at this time. You know, as the president of this institution, trying to keep everyone safe and healthy, but also, you know, trying to do your job in terms of educating everybody.
Well, that's very kind of you to ask. I can tell you that I worry a great deal and fret, but it's really a team effort. So the faculty and staff and our food service and bookstore, everybody has really stepped up and is doing the best they can. And and our students as well. We have, you know, head residents and our resident advisors in the dorms and students, you know, in the library. And we chat with each other when we can, you know, socially distanced with masks on and making sure that we don't have more than six people in the area. And, you know, most individuals get it. A lot are very disappointed. But, we, you know, it's important until we get our numbers down and the infection rate down. Matter of fact, I have some, at least over the last few days, the numbers have started to come down. And so that pleases me. But we're doing a lot of testing. We're doing about 3,000 students and faculty and staff a week. And that's allowing us to capture the positives.
And Eric, before we let you run, what is your general message, I guess, to those who are maybe alarmed at the increasing number of COVID cases in Cortland County and a lot of people considering that the school might be, I don't want to say a hotspot per se, but, you know, might be a gearing factor in all of that? What can you say to people who maybe are a little bit on the edge of their seats with the rise in cases?
Right. We realize that. You know, that's true of this nation. The numbers are going up dramatically. Some of it is just COVID fatigue. People want to reach out to loved ones and spend time with them. And it really takes resilience to stay in place. And that's what we're doing. From our director of the county health here, it's not just the college. It's individuals throughout our community. It could be Ithaca next. So it really does require, you know, socially distance, wearing masks, washing your hands, not congregating in large groups. That's how we're going to beat it. The CDC has talked about that, the National Institutes of Health. And if we do it, I'm very optimistic that the numbers will come down all across the nation.
Eric, these are some tough times, but really do appreciate the honesty and the openness and the willingness to spend a couple of minutes with us here on the ESPN Ithaca airwaves. Thanks so much. Be safe, be well, and hopefully we'll be chatting with you soon and maybe down the road see you at a SUNY Cortland game, okay?
Absolutely, and thank you for hosting me. That was very nice of you.